What's up, guys? It's your Fired Up Friday coming at you December 8th, Friday. And something, a topic of today that I really wanted to talk about, it always fires me up when I get messages like this and I get random emails where people will give testimonials, they will give their feedback, and it's very, very positive. As you all know, I love talking about positivity and how it affects each other and that kind of law of attraction, and I really do believe in that. And the two people, one's a female, one's a male, I won't actually list their names on here, but if you go to our testimonials page, you can see all of the testimonials that we've gotten so far and some that I still have to put on there. One is from our compete group, which is, again, they get all the weakness wads and they get a competitor program on top of that. So that's like the sole program that they're focused on. And then we have another person that I'm going to list as well that is doing just the gymnastics group. So the first one comes from the compete athlete, and it said, "Just wanted to give you a quick update. I looked back to check my 17.5 score after the workout yesterday, including the 4.5 minute minutes of rest you built into it. I still beat my official 17.5, which is a CrossFit Open 17.5 workout, score by almost 90 seconds, loving the program." And there's a couple things I want to talk about this little testimonial message that I got right here. First of all, that's freaking amazing for somebody in a year to be able to take off about 6 minutes worth of an open score in 1 year. Now, I'm not going to credit all of that to weakness wad, because it's definitely not. That's practice, technique, how we set the workout up, all those different types of things. But if you don't know, 17.5 was in the open last year, 2017, was 10 rounds of, I think it was 9 thrusters at 95-65. And 35 double unders, and it was 10 rounds for time, so as fast as possible. What I did for the programming for the compete group was 10 rounds for time, but after each of those rounds, you had to rest 30 seconds. So what that did was it gave people time to compose themselves before each set, so each set could be the best that it could possibly be, and then the time on those sets was going to be really close to the fastest. They weren't going to have that much lag time. And it was going to help for their accuracy of double unders, which is where most people tripped up in that last year. So with the rest we built in there, this weakness wad compete athlete not only beat his score, but beat his score previous with more rest. So it happened over a year as well, and over a year time period progressed that much, and that's amazing. That's something else I wanted to bring up, was the fact that it takes time, it takes persistence. This score didn't just shave off almost 6 minutes overnight. It was the year long of every day with the reps, of every single rep that was put in, of any movement that helped that person get to this. Now, kind of shifting gears a little bit, since we don't have much time left, about 90 seconds, we have a woman from the gymnastics group left us a message that said, "I just wanted to let you know this stuff is working. Yesterday in our warm-up, we had to do handstands on the wall with shoulder taps. A few weeks ago, this movement was in my weakness wads, and I couldn't do them. Had to do them with my feet on a box. Well, I'm so happy to report that yesterday I could do them, and several of them. Woo! Thanks again for your awesome programming. Looking forward to the app." This was even before we even updated the app. So it just goes to show that when you practice, your training gets better. When your practice gets better, your training gets better, your competing gets better. So we have to take those steps. We have to know that the process is there and trust the process. And knowing that with this accessory work, it might not always be sexy. It might not always be intense and make you feel like you did a hell of a workout, but it works and it's effective. Doing shoulder taps, like I said, isn't the sexiest thing, and it's pretty damn hard, but there's a lot of ways we can scale to make us better over time. If you guys are currently weakness wad athletes, send us your testimonials. We'd love to brag on you. We'd love to post about you. If you aren't yet an athlete, there's always a free trial at our website. See you guys later. Fired Up Fridays.